This is an All Ears English podcast. Don't play hooky with your English vocabulary.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Today, you'll learn super native vocabulary for not going to school or work. This is slang that makes your conversations more fun. Make sure to take notes.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Aubrey, I am so excited to bring an IELTS episode to All Ears English students.
Yes. Hello, All Ears English listeners. Jessica and I are here. You may know us from the IELTS Energy podcast. Today, we're sharing an episode that we loved that we know you are also going to love.
Because the thing about IELTS that is so great is in order to do well on the test, you have to have great English. So we teach you to have great English on the IELTS Energy podcast. Today's episode is a wonderful example of how the vocab episodes, especially, not just for test takers, they're for everyone.
Absolutely, right? The vocabulary in this episode is so perfect for creating that connection, bonding with friends, family, coworkers. It's so fun to chat about your past, especially something like this. You're going to learn vocabulary about ditching school or work, and it's really fun vocab. And what a fun thing to ask somebody about, right? To find out, like you, Jessica, did you ditch school a lot? Do you ever ditch work? I want to know.
Let's talk about that after the episode.
Okay. All right.
Let's save that. So guys, you're going to find out whether or not I ditched school at the end of today's episode.
Little cliffhanger. Stay till the end. We're also going to share our favorite vocab. So let's go ahead and hear the episode.
Aubrey, how's your day going so far?
It's been a rough day.
You know that's going to be an awesome positive answer when it starts with that sound. I just want to remind people to watch this on YouTube. Yes. IELTS Energy TV, you got to see Aubrey's reaction. Okay, tell us about your day so far.
Yes. Okay. So my son came home from school sick. And of course, this happens. Kids come home from school sick. Sure. And then, you know, if they really feel badly, they go to sleep. You don't see them all day. They really feel this was not the case with him. As soon as we got to the car, I picked him up from the nurse and he really did look sick. And when we got to the car, he was a changed person. He's like, let's go to lunch. Let's go to the movies. I'm like, oh,
no.
Okay. And I couldn't just take him back into school because the nurse told me she had taken his fever and it was super low. Like it was a fever,
taking
but like 100.3. Yeah. Yes, took his temperature. Very slight fever, but enough that I had to pick him up. But he clearly still felt fine. So that's been my day with him coming and like, I'm still not tired. I can't sleep, wanting to be entertained all day.
You know, the that story you just told could be an IELTS part two answer. You know, like describe a difficult day you had recently. Like Absolutely. That would be a great story to tell in part two. So inspired by Aubrey's wonderful experience today, we are going to talk about vocabulary related to faking illnesses or not going to school when one should. So we'll teach you four vocab phrases about those things, and we'll give some sample answers and questions that you could see on the IELTS exam related to these terms. Aubrey, have you ever faked an illness to like get out of school or to get out of going to work or something?
Oh man, I'm trying to remember specifics. I'm sure that I have. It sounds like me. It sounds like something I would do.
No, you're too honest. You couldn't do that.
I feel like the reason I would do that is if I were to be going on a vacation or had something I couldn't miss and I had requested the time off and it was refused. If they said like, sorry, you absolutely can't get this time off. And so I would feel like my last resort was to call in sick on that day if I really had no other choice. I hate to admit that I would do that. But what else are you going to do?
I want to point out a couple phrasal verbs that came up when I was asking you that question. To get out of something means to not to give a reason so you don't have to do it. To get out of your chores, to get out of going to work, to get out of going to school. It means that you don't have to do that thing anymore, right? You gave a reason, you're off the hook, you don't have to do it. To get off work, though, is different. That's just to, like, not go to work, to have the day off, to get off work. So a couple of bonus phrasal verbs for you. Aubrey, what is the first vocab phrase today?
So just the verb ditching school. This kids do this all the time. Sometimes people ditch work as well. It's just a really fun slang verb for skipping, for not going.
Yep, exactly. And I want to point out also that all of these phrases and the stories that we can tell about them, these are such great ways to connect to other people in real life, right? Yes, these are fantastic for IELTS speaking because they're native and natural, they're interesting. But guys, also remember them for real life because these sorts of conversations, like Aubrey and I could tell stories to each other about ditching school, and it would be such a fun conversation.
Absolutely. Or at work, right? If you want to kind of make small talk to ask someone, be like, I noticed you ditched work a couple days last week. Where were you?
Totally. Now, here's a second term for that. Play hooky. I feel like this is sort of an older term. It's not used as much today, but I still like it. I still use it. It's still considered in use. So to play hooky is the same thing. Like you don't go to something that you should, usually work or school. You could say on Friday, I decided to play hooky from work. So I think that preposition is important. Play hooky from. So I decided to play hooky from work and I went to the movies.
Nice. I could see this being really useful more generally too, though, right? If you are talking about being more of an introvert and you're asked about what you do on the weekends or what you do with friends, right? Mm-hmm. And if you were to say something like, all my friends went out Friday night, but I decided to play hooky because I just didn't feel like it. Like this, we usually collocate it with work or school, but you can be a little more flexible anytime you're ditching something, anytime you're not going to something that you probably would be expected to attend.
Yeah. So I would say playing hooky and ditch are synonyms, don't you think?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So they're definitely informal though. So they're great for any part of IELTS speaking, even though they're informal, you could still use them in speaking part three because they are very topic specific and therefore high level vocab, but I would not use these in writing. So we also have a high level phrase that could be used anywhere because it's impressive, could be academic as well. Instead of fake an illness, you could say feign an illness. Now, we need to explain how to spell this because it's not obvious.
Right. It's spelled like rain, right? F-E-I-G-N. It really does not look like it's pronounced, so that's tricky. But yeah. This is such a good point. This is Band 9 vocabulary. I've never totally. Heard a student use this word in all of the times I've done, you know, speaking tests. So yeah, if you can say, and like you said, Jessica, this could come up for writing task 2, speaking part 3. If you're talking about maybe a government or, right, a company faking something in some way, faking progress, instead mm-hmm. say feign or feigning progress.
Yeah. This is such a good word. So we often use this. I feel like it's collocated with emotions a lot. Also, like to feign happiness, to feign sadness, right? So anytime you're talking about faking something, a feeling could be a physical feeling like sickness or an emotional feeling, then you could always use feign. I guess I can feign... like excitement sometimes, but I'm really bad at lying. And so I'm not good at feigning positivity or excitement. Like I either feel that way or I don't.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm maybe too good at it. I've played a lot there are like games where you have to bluff and fake like Mafia, Werewolf. There are these games and I'm really good at faking people out, right? Feigning surprise or feigning innocence. And then I win the game because everyone's like, well, I can't believe it was Aubrey.
Actually, I am good at feigning interest. I feel like that's often used. Those two words are often
good
used
skill
together.
For dates.
But sometimes, I mean, like, Aubrey, you have 4 kids. You know, parents have to feign interest a lot. Wish I was as fascinated with cars and engines as my son is, but I'm not. But I will listen to him talk about these things for hours.
Yes, for
and
sure.
Feign interest. All right, here's the last one. This is a fun idiom, to pull someone's leg. So this is a different meaning. It's not just fake, right? It's very specific. What does it mean to pull someone's leg?
Yeah, it's to trick someone.
Yeah.
So if there's some kind of practical joke, but I would also say that my son pulled my leg today, right? He tricked me into thinking he was really sick. So though it is more of a specific meaning, this could be super useful all over IELTS speaking. Anytime you're talking about fooling someone or being fooled by someone else, you could say you pulled their leg.
Or I just thought of a great way to use this on IELTS speaking. So I'll share this, guys, and then we'll get into some example questions that you might see on IELTS for this vocab. If you are, because I've seen students do this, that like you know that you can't be silent when you're thinking of an answer. So some students will just start talking and just sort of make something up. Mm. But then you don't have enough to say because you're lying. You're making something up. So what if you start doing that? Okay, I'll give you an example. The examiner says, tell me about the last art museum you went to. And you're feeling, you know, nervous pressure and you're like, oh, I went to the Louvre last week. No, I'm pulling your leg. I've never been to France.
It's like, awesome. Oh my heck, I love that idea so much. If you find yourself starting to make up a story and then you realize like, I think it's really obvious this isn't believable and I don't have anything else to say, just pretend you were trying to fool the examiner into believing you.
Just be like,
actually,
I'm pulling your leg. I don't have a good answer for that, so I made it up.
Yes, I love that. That's so great. And then you're getting that idiomatic language as well. I would love that if a student did that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's explore some questions that students might see on the test. We have some speaking part 3 questions that could also be writing task 2 questions, and then a part 2 question we'll share at the end. So what are some speaking part 3 questions students might hear?
For example, you might be asked, what are some behavioral problems children have in today's schools? Or do children behave better in school today than they did in the past? These types of questions come up all the time about education and how it's dealt with in different cultures.
Oh my gosh. Think about problem solution essays. I've seen that topic numerous times in writing task two, problem solution, or even opinion essays. Like, what do you think is the main reason why students do this or something? And then speaking part three, of course. So let's go ahead and give a sample answer. Aubrey, do you want to ask me one of those questions? And I'll try and use the new vocab.
Perfect. All right, Jessica. What are some behavioral problems children have in today's schools?
Honestly, it's shocking. I feel like when I was growing up, I thought students were bad when I was growing up. But the stories I hear, albeit anecdotal, they're just for my son. But I am shocked. Apparently, in middle school here, students are ditching school all the time. James says that seventh and eighth graders, consistently play hooky and just hang out in the school bathroom. It's not like they're even trying. They're not feigning an illness. You know, they're not like giving a good reason. They just ditch. They just don't even go. And so, and nobody's keeping track of this. No, there's no like administrators trying to fix this problem. So that's the biggest behavioral problem that I know about.
Ooh, impressive. You squeezed in all of that vocabulary. I feel like that was awesome. And I want to point out the bonus vocab to say, albeit. What a band nine word to say that. Basically just means like, maybe it's the case that, right? But really high level if you can just squeeze that in. You said, albeit anecdotal, meaning like, okay, everything I have is just what my son has told me, right? Oh man, you guys got to figure out a way to sneak that into one of your answers.
Anecdotal is such a great adjective, guys. It just means this evidence I am providing is just based on a few stories I know. That's all. It's like, this isn't like a huge research study. I didn't read this in the newspaper. This is purely anecdotal, just based on my own personal experience. So awesome adjective.
Yes. And really quick, just to say, can confirm, I hear the same thing from my high schoolers, right? Since seventh, eighth,
it's
ninth grade.
Crazy.
Every time they go to the bathroom, it's just full of kids that are just like not going to class. Like, why? How are they getting away with that?
You know, I really have a lot of opinions about all of this. Like, I am continuously shocked about the stories I hear from James about his school. I'm like, what is even middle school for? What are they even worried about teaching? This is a huge reason why I am getting my substitute teaching license, is so I can be in the schools now. I want to be there.
Yes, Jessica, make a difference. I love that idea. We need you. We need your strong voice to make a difference.
Help. I know what you're doing. I was in middle school once. Okay. Back to IELTS, guys. Here's a couple more questions that you should practice on your own and use today's vocab. So what's one more part three question that they might be able to use today's vocab for?
So you might be asked about corporations, like, do companies provide adequate sick leave in your country? Something like this would be a great way to talk about, you know, if you think they don't, that like what I was saying at the beginning, where you might have to fake sick in order to get the time you need if you're not given it by a company.
Yeah, totally. And an acronym there that you could use that would it's not just industry specific, it's everywhere. PTO, right? Personal time off. No, paid time off. Sorry. Paid time off. So that's an acronym you guys could throw in. And finally, what's a part two question they might be able to practice?
Yeah. Describe a time you took a day off work. So you could, like Jessica did for her answer, use all of this vocabulary in one part two to avoid repeating the same words over and over. Throw in an idiom, throw in this great slang, right? And yeah, for a part two like that, you could definitely use all of these.
Yes, I love it. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening today. And if you want to send us a question, maybe we'll feature your name and your question on a future episode. So write us at support@allearsenglish.com. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Awesome. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first. Did you ditch school?
I only did one time, and it was like the official senior ditch day.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was really good about going to school. I enjoyed school. I have a feeling it was the same for you, Jessica.
Oh, yeah, totally. I still remain today. I am such a dork who follows a lot of rules, but I don't look like it. My like outside does not match the rule follower I am on the inside.
I love this expression, though, to play hooky. What a fun way to ask somebody, did you play hooky as a kid? Very informal slang. I would love if a coworker asked me this, friends, family. It's such a fun conversation starter.
Totally. Oh my gosh, so many great stories. Like, I could tell you guys about the one time I ditched school. It's a great story. But I'm not going to take all that time. But just to show you guys that there are great stories attached to this vocabulary. So using it yourself, asking others about it, this is what leads to such great connection. And also, it's not just about sharing stories from like ditching school when you were in high school. It's also about playing hooky from work as an adult, because those are like really great days. If you could, even if it's like you're asking for time off, right? So, you could be like, listen, Dan's the boss in this scenario. Sure. Dan, I think I'm going to play hooky on the 23rd because I told my son we're going to go to the beach. Like, yes. You're planning ahead, but it's still fun to say.
Right. Or if you notice someone's gone a day, say, hey, I noticed you weren't here yesterday. Were you playing hooky? It's just a fun way to ask, like, why weren't you at work?
Totally. Oh my gosh. So great. So guys, for more great vocabulary episodes like this, make sure to find and follow the IELTS Energy podcast, guys. Aubrey and I are super fun, and we teach you all the skills you need, right? Not just for a test. It is listening in real life. It is reading articles. It is so many skills that you need every day. So check it out, guys. Just search IELTS Energy in your podcast player right now, and make sure to hit follow.
Yes, awesome. We'll see you over on the IELTS Energy podcast.
Woo! All right, bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.